chair and members, the only difference is that the 31A amendment includes one additional clause.
Thank you.
is going to start resort. Whereas Article 5 is principally related to the MSRS classified plan. Is one of the sections one. It clarifies the changes made in 2010 as to which employees are covered by a speeded up and limited opportunity to elect to shift from the defined contribution plan that's MSRS unclassified to the MSRS general plan formula. So it mostly was clarification and clear was recommended by the MSRS administrators and president. Any questions or proposal that looks fair? If not, moving on to Article 6. Article 6, we had quite a bit of testimony on Representative O'Driscoll's proposal and vetoes offered that, but certainly. And that now is a proposal to do a study on FDARA to do a study on looking at that issue and some thresholds. So I will move the 8A and discussion on the 8A and my opinion. If none, all in favor of the 8A amendment, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed. Motion carried.
Mr. Chairman, it was an amendment that Ms. Panic had asked us to draft, and unfortunately, it didn't end up in Packet 3 on the flurry of paper in my office. So we're passing it out now to the 38A amendment, and this is a clarification in their vesting period. This is something that was added to be area law in 2010, and we need these representatives to explain what she saw.
Close the door. Close the door.
Mr. Chair, members, this amendment changes the placement of the term public employee and member in person. The staff brought to my attention last week the concern that while we knew the intent was that as new members enroll in PDRA after June 30th, 2010, they should achieve 5 years of public food service to be vested, it wasn't clear that this did that, this accomplished that, that it could be that any public employee elsewhere in other service could still vest under PDRA with only 3 years after enrolling after June 30th of 2010. So we're asking that the intent of change we made in 2010 be clarified through this language change.
Discussion of the 38A amendment. We need a motion, yeah. Senator Pappas moves the 38A amendment. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Motion carried. Mr. Chair. Anything on Article 7?
Mr. Chairman, we're not aware of anything in Article 7 as it relates to the PDRA harmonization law. It attempts to add some additional individual facilities that comply with the existing procedure for adding former PDRA covered entities to the privatization law. It also modifies the augmentation rate of the privatization law to bring it more into conformity with the 2010 changes for PDRA at large. Now, there are many amendments for this article.
Any questions or comments?
Some of them are most related to some findings in this body for TRA. TRA also clarifies when someone qualifies for abuse. Our return assessment from our TRA is only from 6 months to 18 months. There was a special provision included in this article related to some contributions that Minneapolis should have been making to TRA that the auditor found were efficient and provided for a recovery mechanism. And there was some question by the commission whether or not you were going to retain that special law provision if it was needed, or what the status is with the city of Minneapolis and the TRA. So if there's any thing that we're aware of it in this article that may need attention, it would be to, since we probably have representatives from Minneapolis and the TRA here, to find out what the status is of the recovery of that money.
Senator Dole. Thank you, Mr. Chair. I must say, please let the people that. And I believe, members in your packet, there's a communication from the city of Minneapolis to Owner Packing, Executive Director of TRA, indicating that that petition's payment of that petition is authorized to be paid and will be paid on. So this section is not necessary. So I'm just trying to know what the process is here. Is this even, is this something that can build it for us and it would be appropriate to look for the depth or what
would be that would be an appropriate motion.
Okay.
That's good. Bruce from the very first group of movement.
And for Gary's here, Gary is here as well.
My name is Jay Vanier, I'm the Director of Government Relations for the City of Minneapolis. Senator Dibble summed it up correctly last Thursday. Our City Council did authorize us to make the payment to TRA. We've been working closely with TRA's financial folks, and we hope to have the payment transfer retroactive by this Friday.
Mr.
Chair, Lauren Hackney with TRA, and we're comfortable with the commission wishes to remove that section 11. It's really not necessary given the
so the check is everywhere.
Yes.
We'll recover that. Sir, the vote you want to vote the removal.
Mr. Chair, I vote
the section 11 of our party. Discussion of any other. All in favor of the amendment to remove the section 11, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Motion carried. That section 11 is removed. Mr. Chair, Senator Dan.
There should be some kind of mechanism. I don't know what it is. Maybe just a note that you can send to members, the staff can send members to confirm that that action has been completed.
Yes. Good point. We could always amend this bill, you know, it could happen. Anything else on Article 8? If you want to back up, we'll back them up.
Section 6.
All in favor of 51A, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? No. Motion carried. Anything else on Article 8? We're going to have to listen to some ways and means of that for back towards 7 o'clock. And so we'll get as far as we can and then we'll have to take another recess. Anything else on Article 8 or Article 9?
Members, Article 9 relates to conformity with certain federal and government code changes that occurred. We're not aware of any meeting that we pursued with this article for the friendly amendments.
Any issues or concerns with Article 9?
To someday you have a much smaller number of volatile fire products.
Which would put you on the level of a parallel of your own. I'm sort of difficult to see what I'm getting in the discussion. All in favor, say what I'm saying. Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. And they also on Article 12. We're going to maintain a recess. We have to get back into a vote of ways and means. This should not be very long. We should be back. It's a few more. So we'll take a recess for a few minutes. We'll call the meeting back to order. And we'll proceed with our agenda. We're down to Article 13. There are some amendments that have been drafted for this article this morning.
Yeah, we actually have some amendments in your packet. 39A, 40A, 41A, 42A, 43A. This relates to the Coastal Fellowship issue.
Thank you.
change provision from the Medicare Authority. The Medicare Authority, since its creation in the 1950s, has been excluded from DEI coverage. Medicare Authority, following the precedent of the St. Paul Authority, requested inclusion in the DRA, and the article allows the authority to purchase. And it's never purchased in the Medicare Authority to assist any purchaser. So it's kind of a forecast of employment of the authority and the DRA. The provisions in all of them were actually sections 1, 2, and 3.
So you want to consider external sections 1, 2, and 3.
Mr. Chairman, sketch we have a few weeks back. We understand that the bill has their own power and paid grant. In fact, the employer makes all the contributions, the employees make no contributions. While that is probably a small number of employees and a fairly small dollar amount, I think the issue is precedent at a time we're trying to stabilize the funds and go in a particular direction. There's 23.4 other port authorities out there, and they're all varying sizes. I'm at large, I guess, but it's just my own, it's my opinion that we want to, they have a plan there to take care of, without pension and retirement benefits. So I would suggest that for those reasons we remove this from the
Mr. Martin, do we have a precedent with other port authorities at this point? We've done something similar for other port authorities.
Mr. Chair, there aren't
mistake. And he said, although, because it was a mistake, those people that weren't there could stay there. But last year we voted that they could stay there, but no new additions, any new employees would not be included in that. So last year Red Wing was, we did not include Red Wing into the para. Those new employees were going to be out of para. Just the ones that had been mistakenly included in part of the para process, that's those that we kept in there. So I don't know why now this year we would turn our backs on that precedent and that decision that we made last year. That's all I have to do, Mr. Chairman.
And the motion is to delete sections 1, 2, and 3 of Article 13. What is that word?
The bill is requires for a decision to allow such a motion. The bill requires what we have been talking about this for, I would say, at least 10 years or since.
Up here next year with a variety of bills, and
is, and I mentioned that I felt that we still need to work on the hybrid. And I would commit to doing whatever we can do as a commission to further examine and come up with hybrid options. This particular proposal drew a lot of questions and concerns, as you recall, when we considered this earlier. And therefore, I expressed that we're not quite ready, I think, to move on this. So, Representative, what are your thoughts?
My understanding is that, that if that is the case, then I'm just looking for guidance from you. You had some suggestions or recommendations as an alternative.
Well, with Representative Kipler, my suggestion is that we continue to work on this issue as a commission, going forward and try to find something that we as a commission feel works as a hybrid option. And but that for now, we not adopt this article as it is.
Mr. Chairman, is that the budget which is your bill, and I think that if that's what you wish to do, then agree to your desires here in regards to this bill. But I also understood, Mr. Chairman, that there was some specific language that I thought that Representative Murphy had mentioned bringing forward as a substitute.
Representative Murphy.
I said that I did not, but at the last meeting I said I didn't have a substitute language that I think they did there. That's what I was doing. I don't want to have to be in the library system. I really think that has certain
favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried. Any other discussion or issues here? Members, brought in and covered as many issues as this one does, that I think we all have to be willing to make some compromise. There are things I wish would be different in this bill that we implemented. And I'm sure probably everybody around the table has a few things that maybe you wish would be different or whatever. The whole purpose here is to try to come up with something that is a reasonable compromise. In order to have a chance of having the bill really passed or signed into law, obviously, I have reached out to the governor's office, and I've briefed the governor's office with regard to this. I was hoping to have a session with the governor again today and have it be canceled for a conflict of schedule. We'll continue to do that. I'm hoping that we will have a bill that we can pass and be signed by the governor.
Historically, the chairs have the respect of the pension commission as always.
this is what the board brought to us in originally. And the service board and the parent board. I just think we deserve our support. They brought it to us, and I'm very supportive of including this in the American vote yes.
This is what we're putting our names on our list that we have.
This is one that Mr. Martin prepared about 30 minutes ago.
So what does this amendment
do? Remember, it's the 25th amendment to give notice to the case. March 5th, the amendment, the other elected opponent. This was an amendment that we now look at the March 6th. Sections, land trust, the language of 1.27 and thereafter.
obviously this needs work. I mean, this amendment needs work. And so if we want to consider this, I think what that's going to mean is that we need to reconvene next Tuesday night. And take final action at that point. In the meantime, we'll have to alert the appropriate committees beyond their agenda for yet next week. As I said, I'm hoping that we can have a consensus on this. And like I also said, that probably everyone around the table is going to have certain things that we don't particularly like in the middle of. If you want us to consider this fence, then you're where we want to take it. Where does that come?
Mr. Chairman, we have a little unorthodox way of considering it. First, I think we could do it, which is not consider this at this time. We would not understand the implications of it. And I was kind of pushing for 8.25 in there. And doesn't seem to do as much reform as what we have in the bill that is, and doesn't give us as long a study period. What I would suggest, and obviously we need to, the author of this amendment would have to agree, is that we place the bill as it is, but that we meet next Tuesday, and next Tuesday anyway, to fully discuss this as a change to the bill, and then give the House and Senate authors. If the Pension Commission then decides to do this, give the House and Senate office the passing of the Pension Commission. Actually, sometimes that has been passed, or if they considered something the blessings of the Pension Commission, not to do anything with the bill, but to amend it as the further steps. And we're very kind of caught in the end of it, and I think the warning to the public remains that minister that this is possibly coming. Would be, if that's acceptable, necessarily daily, I think that would be a better way.
Mr. Conner,
less disruptive way of doing it.
Better deal. I'll withdraw it so we can do it. As a practice,
okay. What we'll do then is we'll meet again next Tuesday. And I would hope to assume that maybe that will talk again with Warner. To consider the final language here on this, are you willing to, with that understanding, you willing to pass a motion that what we've done so far is we'll go with? Okay, I will move the bill as we've amended it. With the understanding that we'll come back next Tuesday to consider this additional amendment. Okay. All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion carried. We will meet again to consider this staff plan, so we'll be prepared for that. The funds will also be prepared for that.